So as you're closing your eyes, feel your attention go into your eyes. So you're closing your eyes and you feel the eyelids are covering your eyeballs. Now, you can maybe just move your eyeballs around a little bit so that you can sense the whole feeling of what your attention means when you put them on all the eyeballs, not just on a spot around the eye, it's the whole eyeball itself. You might even tear up a bit because you haven't put awareness there to the whole eyeballs, both right and left eyes. And feel the eyelids over. If the eyelids are tight, relax them. Just move it around, relax it. And then come to a point where there's stillness. There might be some flickering because whenever we're overtired or we're stressed or we're thinking too much, what's happening with our eyes? They're darting all over the place. So those tiny little muscles that make the eyeball to move and constrict the lens and bring in light and all the rest, they are so tiny, they get so tired. Because they're totally stressed, they're on overdrive. Whether you're sleeping or awake, the eyeballs are moving around. So be still. Practice stillness by not focusing now too much on the physical eyeballs, but just the presence around the eyeballs. So you're going into more subtler feeling. Now, as you experience this attention on the eyeballs, what happens is the right and left brain start to light up. There might be a tingling sensation, or just bring your awareness to the right and left brain. Imagine your subtle eyeballs looking and scanning the right and left brain. Although your physical eyeballs are not moving. And the right and left brain extend from the forehead. It includes the sides of the brains and the back of the brain and then also the top of the brain. So just allow the blood flow or some tingling or some sensation that brings your attention, your focus, your awareness to the whole brain. So the eyes and the whole brain are all lit up now. Now your awareness floats down into the base of your spine, the tailbone area. Your thoughts can be there, but they're going to be less. As you bring your awareness, your attention to the base of the spine, the tailbone, wiggle around if you need to find it where it is today. At that area, there's a chakra that explodes when you put your attention. It explodes the energy to dissolve away. All congested energies that you've picked up in your life, or that's making you to feel stuck or sick. Sick at the level of the body, the mind, the soul, and stuck. There's a divine being who resides at that muladhara, or root chakra, or base chakra, energy center, psycho-spiritual center, connects your psyche, your intuition, to the spirit realm. Now at this door to your spiritual self, you can visualize an elephant-headed being who has a pot belly and he rides a mouse, or and you can experience a reddish orangish light. If you don't see it, you know what reddish orangish looks like. So imagine it at this root chakra. This reddish orangish light is now swirling around so that it spins into your pelvis and then moves down your legs and into your feet and toes. Take your time to visualize this light. Imagine it moving through your legs. That's where you are energetically stuck in your life. You can't move in a different direction. So we need to call on the divine that removes this stuckness, this banging up against the wall. Removes the wall. The block, the obstacle. Feel the reddish-orangish light pouring through your legs. Feel it actually moving through the joints. So your hip joints, your the lower back, the hip, the pelvis, all the joints in there. Moving through the knees, the ankles, all the joints in the feet. Release that congested energy with this reddish-orangish light, and we'll call on the divine being, Ganesha, to accelerate the process of release. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, as you hear these next sounds, imagine them pounding through or reverberating through the lower chakra, down to the feet and toes. Gang. 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 Gum. 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 Feel the energy in the lower limbs. Now, bring your attention back into the tailbone area. Imagine a laser beam of light or a very thin tube of light shooting up from the base of the spine all the way up the spine through the brain and out through the top of the skull and into the space. This beam of light is called Susumna in Sanskrit, And it is your antenna to call on divine beings to help you from within and outside of you. We'll enliven the susumna with the sounds that will activate all the chakras on the way up, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Feel the throat. Clear it. Clear the karma that's trapped in the throat. Ma. Move into the middle of your brain. Om. Bring your attention back down now to the base of your spine. Na. Move it into your navel, your belly button. Ma. Move it into your chest, your heart center. Chi. Move it up to your throat and mouth. Va. Now the two eyes and the right and left brain. Ya. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. And he can be there in a form that you can identify or you remember at this moment in time, the physical one, or a beam of light, just a light is there. And from his third eye, a beam of golden, brilliant gold light, brighter than the sun, brighter than sparkling gold, is beaming from his third eye into your third eye. The spot between your two eyebrows should be tingling, or there's a pressure there, a presence. Something is trying to penetrate that spot between your two eyebrows. For some of you, or maybe all of you, it's now going into the middle of your brain, activating the midbrain, the pituitary. Pituitary and the pineal have been activated. That is the points where the subtle body, the third eye, comes alive. So feel that pressure, that penetration, that beam of purifying high energy light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, via the spot between the two eyebrows. And this beam is continuous. It is a transmission. Let this force be with you. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel your brain come alive with an energy, a force that is so divine, so purifying, so unconditionally loving and compassionate. Your whole brain is being diffused with this light, electrified with this light, this beam, this force that's coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye, this transmission. Oh, I breathe. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om I Re Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. This golden light is now pouring down through the rest of your body. Feel it like liquid gold. Om I Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the non-stop penetration, the transmission of divine intelligence coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, pouring this golden liquid light throughout your brain, electrifying it, rewiring it with divinity, unconditional love, joy, compassion, pouring through the rest of your nervous system, making your nerves to come alive, your nadi, the subtle body, the nadis, the channels, the electrical currents are coming alive with divine liquid golden light, lighting you up like a Christmas tree. Oh, I re Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. You are this beautiful light within and outside of you. Now, move into your heart center in the middle of your chest. Feel the sun. It's brilliant, golden. It's being lit up by this activation and growing in your heart center. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodaya. feel a burst of sun as it grows and expands in your chest. The rays of light are beaming outside of the central point, so the whole body is lighting up. Om Bhur Bhuvaswaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayad. Om Bhur Bhuvaswaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. Now, from this experience, imagine from your heart center you're walking towards the gates of heaven. They're opening up. This is a time of the year that you can access the energy to bring heaven on earth. They're opening up and pouring this intelligence into you. Absorb it. But the being who is a shiny golden being, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, who dispels all the darkness and brings you the consciousness to experience heaven on earth. Absorb this consciousness. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 Be still. Be still. Keep immersing yourself in this golden light. That is pouring through the gates of heaven. Showering you with the consciousness to experience heaven on earth.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Keep immersing yourself in this golden light. Receive the blessings and the energy and the consciousness of heaven on earth. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace to the world, peace to the galaxies. End the meditation. Keep your eyes closed and take your time to come out. Come back to yourselves. But as you're coming back, feel the presence that you just got exposed to. Feel that energy moving through you, blessing you, blessing every cell of your being. Slowly, slowly come back.